Welcome, everybody. Shir number 975, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Mayim Achronim. We ended off last shir. If somebody doesn't have enough water, first, of course, comes Mayim Rishonim, the washing for Netilas Yadayim, for bread, and then comes Mayim Achronim. And if you have both, we said it's even better to make, you don't have to wash, a major amount on the hands for bread, which is a good thing to do. We've spoken about in the past, brings Shefa, but you should try and make sure you have enough for Mayim Achronim too. As long as you have the shear, you have enough for Mayim Rishonim for, Netilas Yadayim, the washing before bread. So how far does this Mayim Achronim thing go? The halacha, how important is it? He brings down there, some will want to say, brings down the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Katan Beis. We're just going through the Mishnah Berurah in our Simin, which is Kuf Pei Aleph. Okay. In Sif Katan Beis, Yesh Amrim de Metchila Ein Loi Lechol. Some say, Mamish not to eat, Ela Im Kein Yodea Sheyia Loi Gam Kein Mayim Achronim. Mamish, don't even start eating until you know you'll have Mayim Achronim. Like, in other words, not to eat, but if I know if I eat in 20 minutes, I'll have Mayim Achronim. And if I eat now, I won't have Mayim Achronim. Could I wait? Yeah, I mean, are you very, very hungry? So wait till you have Mayim Achronim, and then start eating. Like this, in other words, to make sure that you'll have Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim is at the end, so, they could always bring it in the middle. I could start eating, it takes me 20 minutes to eat, so then they'll bring me, fine. But if you know for sure you're not going to have, it's better even to wait. I mean, again, case in time, he brings down Mishnah Berurah, Yeshem Yim Demetchila, Ein Loi Lechol, Ela Im Ken Yedeya, Sheyia Gam Keim Mayim Achronim. If you know you're going to have, and it's not going to, affect the person not so hungry, whatever, so then one should definitely wait till they have Mayim Achronim and then start eating. He continues on, does the Mishnah Berurah of the Sif Katan Beis, that Mikol Makim Ein HaChiv Alav Yoisim Mayim Rishonim. Nevertheless, the Chiv of Mayim Achronim, right, of this Mayim Achronim is not more than Mayim Rishonim. It's not more than the washing for bread. It's not, right? We know that, in other words, what? Dahainu, so he explains. Well, what do we mean by that, right? In other words, case in time when I'm hungry, right? Well, how far do I have to go to get more water to wash for bread before bread, right? We know that there are various different halachas with that. We've spoken about in the past, all those halachas now. So he just goes over again. It says, the Hainu Belafon of Arba Milim, one has to go in front of them, Arba Milim, right? We said it's up to 72 minutes, or the Achrav Mil, and in back of them, 1 mil, which is roughly 18 minutes, of Imsaych Shir Zeh, Lenim Samayim. So that's what we said. If a person can't find water to wash for bread, and they go, right, that's part of those halachas, they go 72 minutes ahead, and they go 18 minutes back, or they know that if they go 72 minutes ahead, they're just not going to find water, or they go 18 minutes back, or to the sides also, if I remember correctly, 72 minutes is ahead, right, 18 minutes back to the sides, if I remember correctly, to the sides also is the 18 minutes, and then, but if they know they're just not going to get water, they're not going to find, so then there's the various and halachas in reference to covering one's hands, right? Put either wearing gloves or just covering your hands with a bag or whatever. And we went through, and then eating the bread, we spoke about all those halachas. Afal pikein is mutal lelecha, but he said, nevertheless, be it as it may, even by the washing before bread, afal pikein is mutal lelecha, one would still be allowed to eat, right? So in other words, the question is, why are we saying, by mayim achronim, right? If you don't have mayim achronim, just don't eat. Some want to say that, but we know it's not stricter than mayim rishonim, than washing before bread, right? But we know by bread there's a limit. There's 72 minutes, there's 18 minutes, whatever. If you can't find water, so fine, then you cover your hands. So, afal pikein is mutar leilechol, right? V'gam levarich achakach birchas hamazon. But then one could say birchas hamazon. V'cholem ishim samayim achakach yital yadav mishum chashash melech sedoimis. So, bottom line is, be it as it may, but he said, if one could wait and push it off whatever short amount of time until they get mayim achronim, fine. Not to eat till they get that, fine. But it's not worse. That's the bottom line is, it's not, the halachas are not tougher than, not stronger, not the word tougher is not the right word. They're not stronger. In other words, the severity, the severity of washing before bread, how important it is, the importance of it, is not more by Mayim Achronim, it's definitely more by Mayim Rishonim. So at least that much, by those halachas, you know, front and back, or whatever the case is, it's not more than that. So, be it estimated, I don't want to go off on a tangent. If somebody could push off until they get Mayim Achronim, fine. In case they can't, they can't. It's not, but it's not on the level of Mayim Mishanim. Bottom line, Afal Bikain is Mutalei Lechel, one would still be allowed to eat Vigam Leverach Achkach Bechasamazim, Vachal Emes, but what should they do? Vachal Emes Shiyim Samayim. When, if they talk a benched without Mayim Achronim, they should say, I don't have water, what should I do? Right? So I bench, fine, okay, no problem. Vachal Emes Shiyim Samayim. If, let's say, you find water afterwards, right? Vachal Emes Shiyim Samayim Achakach Yitel Yadav Mishum Chashash Melech Sadaimis. Even after benching, l'chayre, even after benching, then go ahead and wash mayim achronim then, because of the chashash, that chashash of the salt. So that's what he ends off. He says, v'chol emes, he brings this down, taka from the rivet, that v'chol emes, she imsa mayim, achakach, afterwards. In other words, after benching, good, I bench, I didn't have water, which I do, I don't have mayim achronim. So afterwards, you find water, v'chol emes, she imsa mayim, achakach, yitol yadav mishum, chashash melech sedem. Just go ahead and wash then, because still we're afraid of the chashash of the salt, and the person will rub their eyes, and so on. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.